start in Siman Tes in the Shulchan Aruch. Siman Tes is entitled Eze Begodim Chayovin Betzitzis Ve'eze Pturim Betzitzis. Which clothes, which types of materials are chayiv in tzitzis, are obligated in tzitzis, and which are exempt. So let's see the Mechaber. The Mechaber says Ein chayiv betzitzis min ha-toira Elo begit pishtim Oishel tzemer rechelib. The only begodim, that the only types of materials which are obligated in tzitzis on a Torah level, v'deraisa, are beged pishtim, linen, oishal temer achilim, or wool, lamb wool, or sheep wool. Avol big day sharm minim, ein chayovin v'tzitzis ela midrabonon. That any other material is only chayiv in tzitzis midrabonon. So that is the shita of the Shulchan Aruch. However, the Ramah comes along and he disagrees. He brings the shita of other Rishonim, says the Ramah v'yesh oimrim, the kulu chayovin midiraisa. Some other shittas say that all begodim, all types of materials, are obligated in tzitzis midiraisa on a Torah level. The hochi hilchsa, and this is how we pass it. Fine. Let's see now the Mishnah Berurah. So, what's the source of this dispute that the Mechaber and the Ramah bring about whether or not other begodim, other types of materials, are obligated in tzitzis min ha-toira? So says the Mishnah Berurah. Ela kedetani devei Rabbi Yishmael, as the Gemara brings that devei Rabbi Yishmael taught, the alfinam and the goyim, we learn out from the goyim. What do we see by the goyim? The parat bei hakosuv semer pishtim. By the goyim, the pasuk specifically says wool and linen. Af kol mokin dichsiv bei beged hakavonam et semer pishtim. So too, says devei Rabbi Yishmael, we learn out that any time in the Torah it mentions beged, i.e. in the same way that beged by Negoim means specifically wool and linen, so too beged, in this case in tzitzis, means semer pishtim, and therefore that's the mechaber shita, that only semer pishtim, that only wool and linen is chayiv midiraisa. Well, so then the mechaber also said rechelim, which is talking about female sheep. The mechaber adds, oy elim zacharim, so too there's no difference in the gender of the sheep. The important thing is the sheep, and that's the definition of wool for the Mechaber as far as the period is concerned. However, avoshar kolaminim, any other type of material, gigoin, for example, semer gemalim, for example, camel's wool, the noitzos and izim, the fur of goats, the ha shirim and silk, the semer and ovim, and also rabbit's fur, the chain cannabis, and also canvas, the cholkiai gavna, and all such similar materials, Einon bechal temer pishtim, they are not included in this Torah definition of wool and linen, which is chayim deraisa. But einon chayovin mitzitzis rak midrabanan. And according to Mechaber, according to Shulchan Aruch, these are only chayim mitzitzis midrabanan. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings an interesting case, which is not very nagia lemaisa, but it's the Bir Halacha has a long discussion of what exactly the theoretical implications are. But temer rochel bas eis, if you have a hybrid animal, which is which is a sheep, but it's the daughter of a goat. So the father is a goat, and the mother is a sheep. So some sort of hybrid. Kosav Beis Yosef, the tamra gamkin nichoshiv temer v'lei havi elokasham minim. That's not considered wool, and that is only like any other type of beged, which is repeated mechaber, is only chayiv midrabanan, is not chayiv midiraisa. Memeila hu adin the v'chol elu imos mehin tzitzis kol echam mehin einim poite elabamina. We know that only begodim, which are chayiv in tzitzis min ha-Torah, so for the mechaber, wool and linen, exempt all other garments. So, if you made tzitzis out of cotton, between the mechaber, so the tzitzis strings themselves, and you put them on a cotton beged, that's okay. But if you put tzitzis on a cotton, if you made tzitzis out of cotton and put them on a woolen beged, it's not okay, because it's not minot. Now we're seeing a very interesting case, and this is probably the main sort of the theoretical meat of tonight's Mishnah Berurah. He says that if you took wool, so again this is all in Mechaber. The Mechaber, as opposed to the Ramah, has this shita that only two specific materials, wool or linen, chayiv midiraisa. We're going to see the Mishnah Berurah brings three nafkaminas between the Mechaber shita and the Ramah shita. But anyway, so let's going in the Mechaber at the moment, that it's only wool and linen that are chayiv midiraisa. So what happens if you took this semer achilim or this pishtam, so this sheep's wool or this linen, and you mixed it up with other types of materials?
So it says the Mishnah Berurah, as Linon Basar Rubah, we go after the majority. Now we're going to see that is a loaded term, because the question is how exactly did you mix them up? So now the Mishnah Berurah gives some detail. Im haroyv hu metzemer ufishtim, chayv menatzeira. If the majority is of the material that you've made, is from wool or linen, then it's chayv menatzeira. Im lav midrabanan, it's not midrabanan, it's only chayv midrabanan. Says the Mishnah Berurah, v'dafka im terofan v'tovan v'osam hin begin. That's only when you actually mix them all up together. So when one thread is so a beged which is made up of individual threads. Now each thread itself combines say wool and lefi mechaber cotton, which is only chayv midrabanan. So lefi mechaber, because you combined in each individual thread a majority of wool, the whole beged is chayv midiraisa, because you go basaroy. However, however, so let's say you've got a beged, you've got a garment, you've got a piece of material, and you've got the horizontal threads and the vertical threads. That's how material is made. And let's say the horizontal threads are 60% of the garment. So if you took all these horizontal threads and you made them all out of wool, and they're 60% of the garment, but all the vertical threads are cotton. So says the Mishnah Berurah, that is not chayiv min haTorah, since even though the majority in terms of actual thread number is wool. Why? Because the you can't have a beged that's just horizontal threads or just vertical threads. It needs to be some combination. So the horizontal threads or the vertical threads by themselves do not suffice to give it a din of roiv that we would go after this, that we would consider the majority of the beged to be of import. So what you have to do is you have to have the threads mixed together. In chayv there is a rakmer midarbanon. I feel im ruba im tzemer pishtim. The shsiyai erev lechud oichashin beged. Yeah, that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. That the horizontal threads or the vertical threads by each in and of themselves do not have the chashivas of a beged. They're not considered a beged. Uli inyan eiz a titzis laasayis by ein lekamonis if dotin gimel va'ein mevir halacha. So if you did this mixture, then in terms of what tzitzis you should make, then have a look here. So just to clarify, we've seen that the Mishnah Berurah has brought us essentially two cases. So in the case where only the horizontal threads or only the vertical threads are wool and the others are cotton, again this is all in the Mechaber Shitta that it makes a difference if you've got wool or cotton, because only wool and linen are chayv midiraisa, but cotton is not chayv midiraisa. So if you've got only the shi or only the erev, only the horizontal vertical threads of wool, then the pidah mechaber, it is not chayv the tzitzis min ha-Torah, because shi by itself or erev by itself, the horizontal vertical threads by themselves are not chashiv, they don't have the chashivas of a beged. So that is clear. That case is no machlokes, that the pidah mechaber is not chayv min ha-Torah, even though 60, 70, 80, 90% of the threads may be vertical and they may be wool. But because it's not, because it doesn't have wool threads in both the horizontal and the vertical, then it's not enough. And on the other side, if each individual thread, so you've taken threads of wool and linen, mixed them up together, so they combine each individual thread. So then the Kolei Alma, it's clear that no Achronim debate that the Pshat and the Mechaber that you go Bas Haroi, because within each individual thread, you've got 60% wool. So that's enough. However, there's an intermediate case. What happens if you've got fibres mixed up? So let's say within the horizontal threads. Now you've got say 15 horizontal threads, and you mix up so 8, 9, 10 are wool, and but 5, 6, 7 are cotton. So in such a case, it's not so each thread by itself is only either wool or cotton, but within the vertical threads themselves you've got a mixture, and so too within the horizontal threads there's also a mixture. Everyone with me? So it's a sort of intermediate case. On the one hand, the extreme case of only the vertical, only the horizontal are wool. In that case, then it's clear that either Mechaber, as Mr. Brewer said, that's not enough. You need to have some sort of mixture. And on the other hand, at the other extreme, if each individual thread is mixed up of wool and cotton fibres, then that is definitely enough that you definitely go Bosar, right? You definitely go with what the majority of threads are. However, in the intermediate case where the individual threads are not combined of wool and cotton together, but in the horizontal or the vertical lines of the beged, you have both wool and cotton. So in that case, what's the din? So it's actually a machlokes in the Bi'ah Halacha. He brings in the Bi'ah Halacha Elam Adrabanan. He brings the Eli Rabba Nahar Zachai. The Eli Rabba Nahar Zachai in both say in that case it's enough. You go Bosaroy. There you do go up and down. After all, it's all mixed up together. And therefore, that's enough. It's the same in the same way that you go after the majority when each thread is mixed up of wool and cotton. So to here, that's how you make a beggar. You take some wool thread and take some cotton thread and you sew a beggar out of that. That's enough. However, the Machtis HaShekel, which is not brought here, says the miyuk is not bottled because unless you've got each individual thread is combined of, say, wool and cotton together, that only in that case do you say that you go after the majority. However, in a case where the threads are unto themselves, then that's not enough, and you should go, and the meat is not bottled, and you would not go up Bosaroy. That's and then the fourth case is if you took a majority, you have a beggar. Let's say you have a wool beggar that's already chayiv in tzitzis, but it's the sheer tzitzis, big enough to an amr or amr, whatever the shiurim given, and that's enough to be chayiv in tzitzis, big enough beggar. However, you added another piece of cotton. Yeah? So you've got a beged which was chayiv in tzitzis already, and you added another piece of cotton. So, in that case, the Bi'ah Halacha brings the shame of the prima godim, that you go after the roi. Yeah? So because you've got the chashivas already of a beged which is chayiv in tzitzis, so the Chazon Ish actually has a topic. He says, what happens, let's say you put on the corners, So the beged itself is all wool. Yeah, you've got a wool which is chayiv in tzitzis. However, you added on another half a foot on each end, cotton. In that case, where maybe there's a certain chashivas for the corners that it adds on, and therefore you would say that has chashivas, and that detracts from the fact that the entire thing is wool. Yeah, there is the Chazon Ish has such a topic. So you could say that. Well, however, the Chazon Ish comes out. He's even more meagre than Mishnah Berurah. The Bi'ah Halacha. The Bi'ah Halacha of Hashem, the Prima Godim, says you only go after the majority of wool if the wool beged itself was big enough to be chayv in tzitzis. However, the Chazon Ish says, even if the wool is not chayv in tzitzis, if the whole thing together is big enough to be chayv in tzitzis, and you've sewed on a bit of cotton at the bottom, then that once it's big enough, then you go basarayv, and you go after the majority in that case itself. Shemuz Amnoibach in Halicha Shloima, as a sofik, what happens if you've got lots of sort of little pieces of rags and you sew them together, and without the thread, so the thread is made of wool and all the rags are not. The thread is made of wool. Maybe that usually we see in halacha that davar maimid, something that holds everything together, has a certain chashivas. Because maybe the fact that this whole thing without the thread wouldn't hold together at all. Maybe there's a certain chashivas to the thread here as well, and that should grant an additional status. Anyway, we'll leave that as an open question. Let's go weiter. Ela Midrabanan in the Mishnah Berurah. This is a very famous piece of Mishnah Berurah, and it has a big impact. Lemaisa, we're going to see there's also different opinions there. Ela Midrabanan. After Tzorich Levarich Amitzah Shehi Midrabanan Gamte. So what's the Mishnah Berurah going to say? He's going to say, very nice, according to you, the Mechaber, that only wool and tzitzis is Midrabanan. So why do I care? Why do I care that cotton is only Midrabanan? You know, it's also a mitzvah. What's wrong with doing a mitzvah Midrabanan? So he says, even though that you need to make a bracha on mitzvah Midrabanan Gam Gain, because Mokim Nafkim Minin in Kamad Dvorim. There is a practical difference between the Mechaber and Alamar in many instances. Number one, the Yoyser Roy Lasis Beged So Yitzbe Boim Al-Torah. It is better to wear a beged, which are Yitzbe Al-Torah. Why? If you can do a mitzvah deraisa, why don't you do a mitzvah deraisa instead of doing a mitzvah Rabbanon? Yeah, so the Fidim Achaber, you should seemingly, according to Mr. Burr, you should try your hardest to wear a wool beged. That's number one. Number two, in this Arev Loi Tzitzis Tavuyin Lishman, B'Shaloi Lishman, V'Ein Loi Tzitzis Achirin. If you got, so you had tzitzis, you bought some tzitzis strings from the shop, and you also happen to have some non-tzitzis strings which look very similar to tzitzis strings, as a matter of fact, they're indistinguishable, and you mix them all up. So in that case, if the beged you're dealing with is a wool beged, which is chayiv min ha-torah, then you can't, there's still a lot of stopping on these strings, and you can't use them for the beged, which is chayiv min ha-torah. If it's rabbanon, then stopping rabbanon l'kula, you take each string, and you put it on the beged, and that's okay, because stopping rabbanon l'kula, as far as you're concerned, again, you're not using all the strings, you're taking out, let's say you've got a mixture half even. In that case, if it's Lefid Mechaber, if it's cotton beged that's not Chayv Min HaTorah, you can apply the rules of Safek Rabbanon, Safek Rabbanon Lekulam, which we rule leniently on, and use those strings. I saw it in the Dirish, in the editions on the side. It was a very interesting point for me. Lechayra, even if it's the Raisa, why shouldn't it be bottled? Let's say you've got 12 kosher citrus strings mixed up with two non-kosher citrus strings. Why don't we say bittel? Yeah, even if it's the Raisa, we should say bittel. So the Einig Yom Tov says, and this, I don't know if there's one of the things he's bringing it from, but the Einig Yom Tov says that bittel does not work to give something a status of lishma. You can be mevatel and isel if you have a piece of chazal that fell in kosher food. No, here's not. It's not about mevatel isel. There's no. This is a whole different deal. It's not correct. Bittel can't give lishma. It's not isel. Yeah, but bittel doesn't give something lishma. It doesn't give something lishma. Bittel means that something also can become mutter through bittel, but it doesn't mean that something that's nothing can be upgraded to lishma. It's two different mechanisms. So that's the Einig Yom Tov, and so the Einig Yom Tov, we can understand why you wouldn't have bittel here, why you wouldn't be able to say I have only got two non-kosher citrus strings in a mixture of 10, 12, 15 kosher citrus strings, and we should say bittel. Right. So that's the other nafka mina. Or you're masufik if the beged is possibly the right measurement for tzitzis or whatever, if it's sofik drabbanon. So if it's a lefi mechaber, a cotton beged, it's only chayav midrabbanon, therefore you can say sofik drabbanon kula, not put tzitzis on. However, if it is the right, so then you would have to put tzitzis on, because sofik is the right in the chumrah. Number three, imu yotze b'tzibur, yoshe b'tzibur, v'nifsak echa mitzitziyosav b'chol, if you are sitting in shul, and one of your sitters, let's say your talis cotton, you see that it's broken and it's vanished and it's become potty. So if it's a beged which is only chayim midrabanan, the imu midrabanan, let's say the fina mechaber, it's a cotton wearing cotton beged which is only chayim midrabanan, yesh loimar kovad abriyas deichad rabanan ve'enu mechiv take off lifshay talita. We could say that kovad abriyas is more important. The way Chazal set up takonos rabanan is that human dignity overrides takonos rabbanon, and therefore, if it's a beged that is only mechuyev with rabbanon tzitzis, therefore the human dignity kavod abriyos would override the chiyuv of wearing tzitzis, and therefore you can carry on wearing the tzitzis. You don't need to get up and take your shirt off and put your tzitzis off, which would be a great design. However, and if it would be the raisa, then it would be much more severe. I am the simon gimel, but I don't have power by and human rabbi. Yes, correct. Yeah. Exactly. That's where you see that whole discussion comes from. Fine. The Yesh Omer and the Kula. So this is the Ramah Shita, which Lechayra was usually when the Machlekes was Chabin Ramah, the Ashkenazim can go with Ramah, and therefore why should Ashkenazim have to wear anything other than a cotton beged? If the Ramah, everything is included. However, so and he explains the Ramah Shita where he's coming from. Paiskim Karova. So we saw Tani Devi Rabbi Shmuel said that. We learn out from the Goyim, and in the Goyim we see a beged only means wool and linen, and therefore we apply it to all other begodim mitzvahs in Torah. No, but the other opinion goes like Rava in that. So, yeah, what does Rava say? The Rava Rami. Rava poses a contradiction. Kasiv al tzitzis hakona. One pasuk says you should put tzitzis on the corner of your beged. Mashma min kona. Whatever corner of whatever beged it is, you should put tzitzis on, which implies that it's not wool and linen specifically. Peirush, afilu eino shetemna pishtim, mikomokum you have tzitzis mimina beged. You know, if you've got a cotton beged, you can put cotton tzitzis on, and that should be fine. Uksev le silba shatnes temna pishtim yachtov. However, on the other hand, the Pasuk says you should not wear shatnes, which means wool and linen together, and then afterwards, gedilim tasalach. Straight away, it says you should wear tzitzis, which implies that gedilim tasalach, the tzitzis you should make, are the things that you're not allowed to make shatnas out of, i.e. wool and linen. Hakeitzad, so what's pshat? Temra pishtim poitin bein l'minon min shalobim minon. Shal minim be minon poitin shalobim minon inon poitin. So what's the difference then between wool and linen, according to Rava? No, wool and linen have a special chashivas. They have a special role to play in that you can put them on any sort of beggar. Wool, you can put it on cotton, you can put it, linen is a whole other story, because I say bechaliza, I say shatnas, whatever. But you can put it on. You can put it on nylon. Wool is always good. However, cotton, even though the chayiv, even though lefi Rava, the cotton is chayiv midaraisa, you can't use cotton on a wool beggar. It doesn't have a special chesidus, but it is still chayiv b'etzem midaraisa in tifton. So a cotton beggar should be fine, even midaraisa lefid Ramah. Umachriya Ramah kadeh azu. The Ramah decides, in accordance with his opinion, kein svir lehu roiv achreinim, because most achreinim pasken this way, karovah, lidresh bin konof. They make this drasha that tifton should be in accordance with the type of material that the beggar is. Shraminah, the kol mine beggar, chayiv min atzer b'titzis, yiyeh mimin ha-beged. Any type of beged is chayiv in titzis, and it should be the type of titzis, so the beged, the titzis themselves, the things themselves, should be the same material as the beged is. So if you've got cotton beged, then you have cotton titzis, i.e. if you're not making wool and linen, which we know is going to rather apply anywhere. But nowadays, we make titzis out of wool, and then you're fine whatever you wear. The hachi hilchsa. That's what Ramah says, that this is, the halacha is in accordance with this opinion, that any beggar is chayiv in tzitzis. However, so the Ramah is talking about cotton. What happens when we come to these new materials such as polyester? The polyester was not around in the time of the Ramah, obviously. So is that chayiv? Ramah, should we say that it's also chayiv min atzeres? It's actually a big machlokes achreinim. The first place, to my knowledge, to discuss it was Yunus and Steig, who was rov in Hungary and then in New York after the war, and it's machlokes between the Shemazaman and Ramosha. Ramosha says, and it's also brought in here in the Musaf Dershum, that Ramosha says, even according to Ramah, that all the godim are chayiv in tzitzis. However, polyester is not. Even if you did, so there's two ways you can make a polyester beggar. Either you can have a plastic bag, it can also be sort of essentially polyester, so, and that's not woven in any way, that's just a flat sheet of polyester. Or you could actually take polyester strings and weave them, and say you can make a polyester t-shirt. But says Ramosha, since you can make a polyester beggar without weaving it, you can have an unwoven flat piece of polyester, and that's also capable of being turned into a garment. So too, even if you do weave it, you haven't taken it out. It's polyester is intrinsically not something which is considered a garment from a Torah perspective, even if either I'm not. That's what Ramosha says. The Shemitz Zalman comes along and says, "What do you mean? You've woven it. Lefidah Amar, any material is chayiv in tzitzis, and therefore it should also be okay." So that's machlokes until today. I think the mainstream tzat is that some people do wear them, ideally you shouldn't, and we don't make a bracha on such on polyester begodim. Out of wool. Lefi the Mechaber, they seemingly should do. There may be, we'll get to it in a second. Let's just see the Hachi Hilchsa. V'yireish Shemayim Yachmer Alatz, says the Mishnah Berurah, someone who has Yireish Shemayim should be machmir on himself, lochosh ledei harishonim v'yasav talish otzema. Says the Mishnah Berurah, again, we've got, so what, there are more paskins, the other begodim are also chayim atzera, but ideally, you should always, be choshish, why not, and cut the mitzvah deraisa. K'deish yischayim atzit min atzera kolei amra. So you should make yourself obligated to sit, yes. Nowadays we don't wear pishtim, we don't wear linen tzitzis, because all complications with shabbos. So the minig is only correct. Then you won't have any problems. But because we don't wear linen very much, as soon as you start getting linen involved, then other materials. Yeah. No, you can't. I according to the letter, there's no theoretical problem. But nowadays, for hundreds of years, the minig has been not just because. When we're not fans of linen things in general, you get mixed up, and you like to put your wool tzitzis on, and then you get a beggar. If you've got wool, yeah. Well, we anyway wouldn't put wool on because we don't have chiles. Anyway, it's another story. He's saying wool because that's what we do. Kedush is chayiv tzitzis b'natura kolei amra. But nochin shiase bein atalis kol lebein atalis kol b'shetzeber. Says the Mishnah Berurah. It is correct to make both your talis kotan and your talis kotan of wool. However, as many people presumably have noticed, not everyone does that, and even people who are great Jewish Shemayim often don't do that. So there's a few important points to note. Number one, the Gra did not wear a beged that was at least a talis kotan out of wool. He wore a cotton talis kotan. The question is, why did he do that? So there's different opinions. Actually, Moshe Sternberg says you can't be derived from the Gra because the Gra wore a talis kotan that was made out of wool, and since he was all dead. And since he was wearing a talis kotan all day, and the only reason he did, he sort of had his talis kotan out of cotton as an added extra, so therefore, don't bring a riot. That doesn't mean that you can also wear, someone who's not wearing a talis kotan all day out of wool can wear a talis kotan out of cotton. However, it's also known that the Chazon Ish did wear only beggars out of cotton, and Abba Yom, I think, Frank Zinevsky only wears a cotton beggar.
and they ask from Chaim Kanievsky, why did the Chazanish do that? He could have, you know, gone with them a Sabura, and, you know, why not? More shittas, and definitely would have come to the right. So he said, no, he held the halacha was like the Ramah, and he wanted to show that the halacha was like the Ramah, and therefore he didn't feel the need to be choshesh like a day, which Menag Ashkenaz rejected. Yeah, fine. So on to this question of you know, should Tzadim wear wool and other things. So first of all, Rav Moshe is brought on the side here that he says, even in the summer when you're very hot, Rav Moshe was a big believer in this wool tzitzis. He said, even in the summer when you're very hot, you should make an effort to wear wool tzitzis. Why? Because in the Rizcha, we have a Gemara, it says, in a time when Hashem is otherwise angry, Kaviyachol, then he could punish us even for not doing mitzvahs properly. The example is given is tzitzis. So therefore he says, even if you don't be mekayim tzitzis in the most mehudah fashion by wearing wool, even if you're only mekayim midrabanan, not midaraisa, lefi mechaber, that's also something you can be worthy of punishment for, and therefore you make every effort always to wear a wool beged. This is a motion. However, Zohar Basha Weiss comes along and he says, Tosfos, when they in Erechin, the base on the base, discuss this statement of Chazal that Akadosh Baruch Hu punishes us in a time when Hashem is otherwise angry. Tosfos say that only. Why does it apply to tzitzis? Tosfos say that applies in Chazal's times when everyone wore four cornered garments, and therefore by not wearing a four cornered garment, by exempting yourself, you're going dafka out of your way, and you're making a point, and you're not wearing tzitzis, and therefore you're worthy of punishment. However, nowadays, Tosfos in his time, 2,000 years ago, we don't necessarily wear tzitzis. Most of our garments are not four cornered, and therefore we're not going out of our way to not wear tzitzis, and therefore we're not worthy of punishment. It's only our advice. Lefi that, if you're not going, you're not. So let's say everyone wears cotton tzitzis. Yeah. So then the whole argument falls away. If everyone wears cotton tzitzis, lefi this Tosfos, that you're just doing, i.e. the problem is that you're departing from what's accepted and what's normal for people to do, and you're making your way dafka to exempt yourself from mitzvahs. So then the Rosh Hashanah, then the Chayyot shouldn't apply, because you're doing what's normal, you're wearing a cotton beged, and therefore you shouldn't be worthy of punishment. Another point to make is that it wasn't just, not just the Chazanish is the famous one who wore cotton, and the Sword of Chaim Kanievsky even says that the Chena Minig, and that's the common Minig, and I think it's like it is in Israel, especially among Litvish people, to wear cotton beged, at least many of them. But also I saw from someone who's a big expert on Minig Ashkenaz, that in Germany traditionally, not only was the Minig to wear a talis cotton out of cotton or silk, but also the talis gadol they made out of silk. Why? This was Minig Ashkenaz. All the Ashkenazi Rishonim that the Ramah brought held that all other begodim are chayvim tzitzis, and therefore they would wear a talis cotton and talis gadol, not out of wool, historically in Germany, hundreds of years ago. Going on to Svardim, so Svardim, the case would seemingly be a bit more clear-cut, because they've got the mechaber. So there's definitely more reason for Svardim to be closer to this chumra. However, again, I saw another interesting point that Rav Moshe Weiss makes, that mehechatesi, that there is this idea that you should be mechayev yourself in something to write of, versus being mechayev yourself in something to rabbonim. Usually, we say chavivim divrei sofrim, but rabbonim is also chosher l'dach. And this whole idea of wearing tzitzis is anyway, The Rambam was the Sfardi says, Ein roi la odom chosid lepotem mitzvah. So it's not fitting for someone who's a chosid, for someone who's very pious, to exempt themselves from this, i.e. someone who's very pious to always make an effort to wear tzitzis. I think the whole thing, at a certain level, is only a mitzvah chassidus, this idea that we wear tzitzis the whole time. It could be that it's also enough, even for Sfardim, there is such a limit of course, that even for Sfardim, they can get away with wearing cotton. But certainly for Ashkenazim, maybe we could apply the example of the Chazanish, and maybe we're like Ashkenaz. For Sfardim, there's more reason than Machmir, but again, there's maybe the Mudeh is close. Sorry.